A hate mail received in my inbox, read in the style of a muted Peter Lorre impression.
Dear George, this is John, Jane's friend who was at your event tonight. Thanks for putting it on. I didn't want to blow up your spot tonight in person, but a couple of things, I think. While your intention is good, you are a very poor host and MC, and have a long way to go before your readings are successful. I've been to hundreds of readings and have read at numerous venues and have never been promised a spot to read and then, rather unceremoniously, shut down at the end. In other words, if you can't keep your promises, don't make them. While Jane is my friend, I signed up with you to read before she arrived. And yet, when she arrived, she got to read. Basically, you let all your friends, the person who I owe my life to, read, and not anyone else. Bad policy. Furthermore, I think it's pretentious and obnoxious for you to read at an event that you yourself are hosting, which should instead be a platform for other readers. In addition, it makes no sense to have your featured reader read twice, especially if one work is unpublished. That is just beyond rebuke. Lastly, one of your readers read from a self-help guide for women. This was supposed to be a literary event, not some shameless self-promotion for something with next to no literary merit. Woman! And if you think I am going to beg you to include me for the next reading, think again. Lastly, Bret Easton Ellis is dated and passé, so you should consider writing about something other than sniffing and fucking, or trying to set a record for how many times you can say fuck in one piece.
All best, John.